So we're doing the case of the mouse that falls into the barrel of liquor, of beer. So we did the Gemara yesterday. So let's just start with the first move the Gemara makes. Okay. So what's the case again? What's the case?
The case is when a mouse falls into a barrel of whiskey.
Okay.
And,
a beer.
Makes the content repulsive inside.
Well, slow down. No. Let's follow the Gemara's order. The Gemara says, "What's the luck on the case? You remove the mouse. Can I drink the beer? What is it? Can I drink the beer?
No.
Okay. Rav says no. Right.
Why?
All right. So now the Gemara, you're still going too fast. The Gemara says, "But 1 second. Why should you be able to? Why should it be usher? Because what should you think?
You should think it's usher because he holds
Right. In other words, you should think that I should be able to drink the beer. Why? Because after I remove the mouse, so whatever flavor's in there is going to be a pogame. Right, it's going to make the flavor of the mouse. Right, you would think makes the beer taste worse. Right, and since the flavor of the mouse flavor in my beer is a detractor of the flavor, I should therefore deduce from that no Saint Tom of Gam is mutter. Right, but yet he says no. He says what? Now that's your cue. In this case, and it's a chiddush. No, it is no Saint Tom of Gam. It is no Saint Tom of Gam. We're going to say it's usher here. Why? Because of a chiddush. A chiddush. What's a chiddush? That's a good question. What is the chiddush? Okay. So what's the Gemara say? What's maos? This case is different because what? Just explain what. Just translate literally. The Gemara says ki bedili anshime mine, right? The person when he finds out the mouse fell into the beer, or I forget that the mouse itself. The mouse is what? It's repulsive to the person. The idea of consuming a mouse repulses a person. Okay? Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So if you look at the Ramban says, Josh, want to read?
From the Ha-Chidishu.
Yeah.
The Ha-Chidishu. Nearly, Pirushe de Kivan de Mi Maus.
Maus.
Maus. Who Vedile Inchemine Vedine Shar.
Okay, so now let's go very slowly here. What should you say about the mouse? Right, let's be careful. We're not talking about the mouse-flavored beer. He's saying the mouse itself should be mutter to eat. Because if this thing is... Why? Why should the mouse be mutter?
Because if it's so repulsive, it shouldn't be considered...
Look at what he says. Dehavaleh.
Dehavaleh can avail a surfa.
Why would it be no different than rotten meat, right? So in other words... What? Yeah. It's Einu Roi L'Achilas Adam. So someone kept asking before, was it you? Someone kept asking whether this is... whether even a person... Would a person eat this? So the truth is, it's like rotten meat.
Yeah, right.
A person, just like a person wouldn't eat rotten meat, and if it's treif, therefore wouldn't be a problem. Because why? Because yeah, you can. Why? Because remember, we defined this before. Because it's not an ochel shahana. It used to be an ochel shahana. Now it's still an ochel. It's still food. Well, we didn't say that yet. Slow. Maybe. I don't know. But all we're saying, hold on. All we're saying factually is that the Ramban saying equate mouse with that. Just like rotten meat. Anyway, okay. Yeah, after Marv. What was I saying? So what's he saying? So he's equating rotten meat, or excuse me, consuming a mouse with rotten meat. If it's easier to think of a cockroach, right? Because just like I would never consume, in other words, again, let's say I consume rotten meat. Is it mutter to consume rotten meat? Yes, because it's no longer a davar shahana.
Big difference that at the time.
It's about to reject that. So he's saying if you treat the mouse like you treat rotten meat, so then what you should say? You can always eat a mouse. Should be no problem whatsoever. A mouse should be mutter. So that's why. So Dilman Damar knows itam kam mutter hanami shari bafilu hachi asrei rachmana. Okay, but nonetheless, now you got to read this properly. Nonetheless, what the Torah asrs what mice. Or things that are maos, the Torah forbids you to consume that which is disgusting. Okay, and therefore, behind nosin tam v'kam aser. So that's the key thing. So once the Torah comes along and says, "I can't consume the mouse," right, which is maos, even though this is the hard part, even though it's giving off a flavor that could very well be detracting from the substance I want to drink, nonetheless, its tam also becomes aser. I'm not intrinsically disagreeing with you. There's just one more thing we have to add to it. So you say like this. You're saying that the difference is quite simple. What would you think initially? You think that that both of these things are intrinsically nasty, right? Just like the Nevela Shrucha is disgusting, so too the mouse is disgusting. So therefore, there's no Ochel Shehana here at all. What Tucker wants to say is that, yeah, but the difference, the first step the Torah is telling you is that there's a difference, because this was an Ochel Shehana and loses its shame benefit, its enjoyment, and this never acquires. Most means that the substance itself never acquires that feature of Hana. It never emerges in it. Okay? Okay, good. Oh, well, let me ask you a question. But you're saying, therefore, now here's the hard part. You're saying, but that should carry through the time also. But one second, but now we have conflicting principles. Because on the one hand, I would say, I understand what you're saying, but you have to add one more point. Because I would say, great. So this thing is intrinsically disgusting, and therefore it's not an Ochel Shehana, right? I don't have a problem with that. And the Torah has to teach that to you. The Torah is telling you that don't apply the same logic you would to Nevela Shrucha to this, because this is different. We're going to treat this differently. Even though it should be mutter to eat, but since it never underwent this change, we're going to consider it as if it's always, that it should still be usher. But why don't we evaluate the time differently? Why don't we say, okay, the mouse fell in. Okay, the mouse I can't eat. I get it. But I take the mouse out. What? No, but we say mouse flavor is but it's lefkam. It's still lefkam.
Well, that's the lefkam, but the hominin that you play is the mechanism.
Why? That's what I want to know. Why? 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 No, that's the next step.
The same mechanism you apply to the captive substance by the tongue.
No, but no. Okay, good. Meaning what? Meaning it's good, 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 good. Isaac's saying good. See, that's the thing. See, and you were trying to get at this before. You were, but a little clearer. In other words, question is, why can you never evaluate Pogame in the realm of the mouse, right? Because ultimately, why is the mouse usser? In other words, I'm not getting to the philosophy. I'm just saying that as we can go one step further, we can say the Torah makes eating the mouse usser, okay? But what is it about the mouse that makes a mouse? You think about it. What? No. Not the taste of the mouse in itself, right? It's the mouse that makes it disgusting. There's, have you ever had cockroach before? No. And if let's say I added cockroach flavor to your coffee, it's very possible that if I renamed it, it might make it taste better. We have no way of knowing, right? I'm saying I could, in theory that could exist, right? I mean, remember, our food sensibilities are strange because we are human beings, but if I asked you, for some reason, pig tastes good, but cockroach tastes bad.
It's not about the actual taste of substance.
Right. Meaning what? But that's good. Meaning that it's the most. It's not that the thing itself is lacking hana. It's not that it was an ochel lacked it. Rather that it's the knowledge of what that thing is what makes it disgusting. So if I told you the same way you would never eat a cockroach, just like Isaac is saying. So too, if I told you that cockroach got into your your soup, but I took the cockroach out, you'd be repulsed by that. No, that's his point. So at this point, what the Gemara is telling you is that it's irrelevant whether there's a mashpiach or pogam, right? It's the reality of Mos is equally expressed through both the substance and the time also. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying that's why that's the chiddush from the Torah. The chiddush from the Torah is telling you it's like this. The chiddush from the on. The chiddush from the Torah is. What? Just wait a second. I'll tell you why. You got to go from the starting point. Let's compare Nevela. Let's start from the substance. Let's compare Nevela Shrucha to the mouse. Okay. So Nevela Shrucha, the Torah says, is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we're going to say that it was an Ochel Shana and now loses its shame Hana. Okay. But what we're saying by the mouse, the Torah comes along and tells you, but don't look at things that are disgusting that way. Okay. Something that's most. What is it? It's something that never can be an Ochel Shana. Okay. Right. Now Tucker wants to make a jump and say, well. If the thing it's the substance is usser, right? We should evaluate the time the same way. But I want to know why. Why? Right? Why should that be the case? So I'm trying to answer the reason why. Because what ties your hands insofar as being able to evaluate that way? Because it's very simple. The reality of Mos is expressed through the time just as much as through the substance. If you just looked at it, if you looked at Mos as a din in the substance itself only, then I would say then look at the time separately. Which the Gemara is gonna do. That's what the Gemara does later on. The Gemara says that the mouse is mashbiach. What, he didn't know that? He didn't know that mice can actually make the flavor of the beer taste better? Of course he knew that. No, but it wouldn't matter. It's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because ultimately, it's my knowledge of the substance being in there that creates the mouse. That's what makes it. Mouse means this thing is disgusting. So it doesn't matter if it's the substance or the tom. Either way, the knowledge of the thing itself is what makes it mouse. So what... What about... We'll extrapolate to bugs also. In other words, it's not that the thing itself, it's all because of mouse. It's not that the thing itself is the problem. Like, Nevela has an intrinsic idea in it. It's that when you apply the label of mos, of disgusting, to the thing, the Torah comes along and says, treat that thing as us or also. But I want to show you why mos beats out pogim, so to speak. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. We wouldn't evaluate the effect, the culinary effect of the mouse on the beer. We don't care. You know why? Because the same, because very simple, because the same way I look at the substance of mouse as being disgusting, I will relate to the time in the same manner as well. Yes, I agree. Right, I agree. I'm just trying to show you why. Because I'm saying that because I'll say this, but on the one hand, what if it's a pogim? What if it makes it taste worse? Should be mutter. I'm saying that we would never evaluate that. Because even if the flavor, I know, but what makes something mos? Why is, what makes it mos? It's mos because when I think of this thing, what do I say to myself? Like the Gemara describes it, that is repulsive. Yes. So since the thing, that is what makes the iser comes from the fact that I'm repulsed by it. The designation being mos. It means I'm repulsed by this thing. So what I'll put it in more Baal Batish terms, in other words, or descriptive terms. In other words, the same way I'm repulsed by the knowledge of the mouse being in there, right? So too I'm repulsed by the mouse itself, so too I'm repulsed by any association of mouse to the substance. And I think that's a very intuitive idea. If I told you, would you like to eat this cockroach right now? You'd say, no, right? If I told you, by the way, I squeezed cockroach flavor into your coffee, you wouldn't want to have that either. And you would probably be, I'm not going to say equally repulsed, but what? Cockroach flavor? That's different. That's a good question. That's a little interesting. Red dye. I know, you're right. That's a very practical case. Red dye number 10. What? No, okay, fine, but you're weird. Man doesn't think that way. Right, exactly, yeah. Raph's right. In other words, it is strange. The Torah. I can't answer the reason why. But it's still funny. So why does the Torah do this? In other words, it's funny. You have an Issa Deraisa to consume something that you wouldn't normally consume. Ever. But all I can tell you is that's why it's a Chiddush. That's what it means, it's a Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't always use the Lashon Chiddush. Chiddush here means that you never would have thought of it this way. You would think that. It's like the Nevela Srucha. That's what you would think. According to this Shita, it's a separate Issa. According to this way of learning, yes. Why does that bother you? Now, so the next two cases, in other words, the case of the Mashbiach, there's nothing to define there. The fact that Gemara concludes this Mashbiach is proving this point, which is that it's very possible that maybe mouse flavor makes it better, right? But here's the problem. So the Gemara rejects this Svara. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, we don't buy the Svara of Moz. Rather, why would the mouse case be also? Meaning that, go back to the Havmina. How do we look at mouse? We say mouse is what? Mouse is just like Nevela Srucha, right? But now you have a funny thing. No, it's still Usser. Interesting. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm sorry, I didn't put that correctly. In other words, the Gemara ends up, when the Gemara goes, forget the domesticated mouse thing. That's separate. That's just like, that's a separate thing. The question, that's like a cultural thing. When the Gemara says it's Mashbiach, you run into a very funny problem. What's the Gemara suggesting? Even he agrees consuming the mouse is Usser. What does he say? He says, okay, but should it be Nositam of Gam and Mutter? He says, no, why is it? It's not Nositam of Gam. It's actually Mashbiach. So what's he doing? What's that position doing? He's separating the two. That's what I'm trying to say. What you were saying before is so obvious and not so obvious. No, it's like this. Okay, I'm not explaining it clear. Let me get it clear. When we say something's Mos, right, so do we say that we're going to evaluate the substance itself and therefore anything that derives from the substance is problematic as well? Or do we say no? We say, we look at what? Say it.
We look at the thing.
Right.
How the time really
exactly. Starts. So we abstract the time. We can abstract time because what do we care about ultimately? What do we ultimately care about? The beer. Right. The time and the beer. That's what we care about. We don't care about the mouse. We care about the time and the beer. So you could say maybe. So maybe the reason why he holds his mutter, excuse me, why he holds his usher is because it's a mashbiach. It makes it better. Okay. So that's correct. Correct. Divinity case, Josh. Nafal. It's on Samach Tesamad Aleph. Nafal.
Nafal.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, what happens here? Your sheretz, your mouse, falls into what? Into vinegar. So Rashi says, "Mi amrina nachometz." Right. So that this is very hard. What is? No, it means I know kasha means hard, but in other words, it's got a very strong, powerful. It's very pungent, right? And therefore, vein sheretz mafigu lasses botam. Amazing. You guys understand what he's suggesting here? I mean, think about this. He's suggesting like this. It's like a fascinating concept. Really, I mean, this really is like one of a really, really interesting idea. All right, you have vinegar, okay? Okay, so normally, what happens if I drop A into B, okay? Let's say food into a piece of avena into a soup. And they're both hot, right? So you're going to have some type of this taking place, right? Meaning you have, think chemistry, right? You have time going in both directions, right? Actually, it should be more like this and like that, right?
So this is, again, just another point that it's how you experience.
No,
it's not that the Tom isn't going into the vinegar. It's that you can't.
Oh, we're gonna get to the vinegar. No. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna show you the vinegars. No, this is not vinegar. This is normal. This is normal case. Okay. You know what's amazing about the vinegar? What he's suggesting? If you drop the mouse into the vinegar, you know what vinegar does? Right. It's amazing. This, all we care about is one thing. This is blocked.
That's not true.
He's saying this is blocked. Why is this blocked? Because vinegar is such a powerful substance, it's so pungent that it never gets affected by time or something else.
Is that true?
Well, chemically, I have no idea. No. Halachically, at this point, yes. Wait, was it? Why no? Except for vinegar. Because vinegar is very pungent.
But it's not that.
But you could. It's not that it's going to happen, but it's pungent.
Okay, so watch. We're going to have to toast this in a second.
It's,
yeah.
it's not that the thing is not imparting time on the vinegar. It's that the vinegar is too strong for you to experience it. That's not there.
Well, but that's what we care about, though. And what we say
that's
is that.
I'm saying, so it's still just how you experience it. It's not that it's being blocked. It's not that it's not that the Tom isn't there. The Tom is still there. The substance.
No, but it hasn't affected it, though. There's been no.
The available platelets are still in the vinegar. But you just don't experience.
No. That's not what he's saying. No, because no. I know you want to think that way because you want to think like a chemist, but you can't. What he's, as far as Allah is concerned, there's a force field around the mouse. Basically, yeah. Watch Tosos. Look at these Tosos. Let's listen to this Tosos. It's amazing. There's no practical applicability of Tosos at all, but it's such a cool Tosos. Josh, read Ibailahu.
What?
That's Rashi, but Tosos really gets into the thick of it. Because the question is, what's the halacha here? Right? So he says it's Asr. Now the question is why? Alright? So why should this be Asr? Okay? You say it's Mutter. Now watch this. Go. Josh, read Tosos, Ibailahu. Maishna.
Maishna. Mishar Isurim. Moshe.
Bishikra. See, a simple question. Why treat vinegar? This is kind of what Rafi's asking. Why treat vinegar differently than any other liquid? Than the case of the alcohol? Why is vinegar different? Yes. Well, it seems to be the case. What? Ibailahu. It's the first Tosos on Samech Tesamon Aleph.
Why wouldn't we just say that?
What does that mean? Remove from Nosen Tam? Well, why don't we see what he says? Let's see what he says. Read Tosos.
Defined by how we experience it.
Let's see what he says. V'yesh Lomar. Oh, okay. One answer is what? Okay. Vinegar is very what? Strong. And due to its harifness, right? Come on, you guys live in Israel now. Harif. Harif. Spiciness. Pungency. Listen to this. No Saint Thomas Shevach. Okay? Amazing. So now think about that. That's not crazy. This is the vinaigrette idea. Okay?
Vinegar is no Saint Thomas.
The Shevach. What?
Do you pull the mouse out?
What? You pull the mouse out. All you have is. Yeah, you pull the mouse out. Yeah.
And now you can't drink it?
And now he's saying. So now he's saying, what would you think? Right? What makes vinegar different? Because you'd say, vinegar is. Listen to this. He's very careful. He's saying, vinegar is by definition what?
Strong.
More than that.
It's
no same time the Shabbat.
It makes vinegar, but some in vinegar from
Yosin Tom Shabbat. Oh, okay, one second.
Wait,
so come on, all right, so what is it? So what's Tosos saying? What else? Good. So Tosos is saying that
vinegar is like a condiment.
It is a condiment. Very good. Yes.
It's not how the vinegar affects other things. It's how that affects the vinegar. So if the vinegar is less of a condiment, is not as good of a condiment, then it's still a condiment.
Good. You got it, Raf. Very good. Hey. Well, I want to make sure everyone else understands. Raf got it. Raf understands exactly what Tosa is saying. The first answer. What's Tosa saying? Tosa is saying that this thing is a condiment, like vinaigrette on your salad, right? Now, but part of its nature is being, you got to keep in mind, part of its nature as a condiment is that it's very pungent, okay? So, if I add mouse to it, of course it doesn't really mean it's not really a force field, okay? It's not really a force field, rather what? Rather, its effect on its mashbiach is very
minuscule,
right? So the vinaigrette still functions as a mashbiach. It's still able to be a mashbiach.
Is anybody actually saying a force field then?
Well, no, I was being because right. Okay, so that's one answer. Yeah. Okay. In other words, vinegar, like let's say, like if you look at vinegar as a condiment, vinegar is a mashbiach of something else. That's what it is. This is going to be fun to define. But what he's saying is, what's vinegar? It's a nosi tal mashbiach. So therefore, the only effect that the mouse has in it is what? But how much of a pagam is it having on it? Let me put it in mathematical terms, okay? Let's say you have a steak, okay? Is a steak nosin tamas shabach lufgam? It's neither. You know what it is? It's my steak. Now, what's the if I add orange juice to the steak, what's the orange juice doing to the steak? Okay. Now let's say I add vinaigrette to salad. What does the vinaigrette always do to salad? What is the vinegar doing? It is. Now I'm adding to the condiment, right? The mouse. So now, what's it? So this thing is a nosi tam l'shevach, but now it's just a hair weaker because of the presence of the mouse. But since it's such a pungent thing, I mean, the effect of it is so minuscule because of its pungency.
Sure,
therefore, it's still nosi tam l'shevach. It just
you say
less.
The mouse nosi tam l'shevach?
No, the vinegar.
Well, okay, the vinegar should also though,
I'm cheating. The Gemara's answer of why it's usher is because you're going to have pieces in the vinegar. Okay.
Well, according to this answer,
no, this is saying why it should be mutter.
Oh, yeah.
The question is, like this, why would you ever treat the vinegar case differently?
So meaning, the mouse really, I'm just saying it should be mutter.
Why should be mutter? Because what effect? What
if? Changing.
Yeah, the mouse isn't really changing it.
The mouse is changing the way
the mouse will change it. It'll be a po game. But since it's not a po game, it should be a
po game. How do you know it's a po game? We just decided before the mouse is a mashbiach.
You just said it's a po game.
Who says po game? No, no, right. Oh, right. It's po game. The vinaigrette, okay? That's what he's saying. He's saying that it's not as mashbiach as it was before. It's like a weaker mashbiach.
I don't know why that's even that's
a great question.
No, but why do we need to separate it? Why do we need to say how it affects like the end product? Why do we need to say how it affects like the salad that you put the vinegar on?
Because the fact of the matter is that here's it makes the vinegar.
What?
It's not making it a mouse vinegar.
Right. In other words, you say the vinegar is still mutter. Why? Because what's the mouse done? What's the mouse flavor done to the vinegar? It's like made a little bit.
That's based on notes of Tommy.
Right. I'm going to give you. I don't want to give you my analogy yet because I want to tip my hand. But I'm just saying, this is what Tosos tells you.
Either the mouse is a pogim to the vinegar, or it's a mashbiach.
Because it is. I'll tell you why. No, one second. But it's still usser.
What's
right?
Usser? The vinaigrette?
Yeah, no, mouse is usser.
Mouse
right?
is always usser.
Right, so no, but he wants to know. So his question is, why would you do it differently than alcohol? Why is this case being brought in?
Why? You haven't answered.
No, because he's saying one reason why is you would think differently. You would think where the mouse, the flavor of the mouse is a mashbiach to the liquor, to the scotch. That's one case. But here, that's not what's happening here. Here, it's a pogame, right? A slight pogame to this l'shevach.
So what did it do?
Oh, there's also a mutter. He just wants to know.
What's a
chiddush? That's not a chiddush. There's a different phenomenon taking place
How's
here. You're missing a point. Okay. By mouse in
what
scotch.
What happened to the liquor? Yeah.
Well, okay, what happens there? The mouse is what? The mouse is a mashbiach, right? Therefore, this
here it's a pogam, therefore it's mutter. It's like any other food in the world, and it's mashbiach for one food.
I know, but I'm not disagreeing what you're saying. He just wants to understand what the difference in the substance is. Just understand that. You understand what's happening here? Do you understand what's happening here, though, right?
Yes.
There's a mashbiach, and it's a slight pegima. That's what you have to know at this point.
I don't think it's a slight.
The vinegar is mashbiach.
Right, the vinegar.
Slightly less.
We've never come across this type of substance before. This is the first time we hit this kind of thing. Because we never, because a steak
why
is not.
Why are you looking at the end product? Just look at the vinegar.
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a great question.
Vinegar is worse.
But and for some reason he's going to say we don't care. Look at the second possibility. You'll see why he's saying this.
No, we do care. It's worse. No.
What?
Right now we say it's much
worse. No, I agree. No, so watch. Let Tosa finish talking. I'm telling you, this is the way to approach it. Watch. Tosa says. He says. Kamo gabe chiltus, okay? O doma, what's the other possibility? Okay, ma'at, now you need a bach here. The bach says what? He says, ma'atu, right, sheva hasheretz, right? Or maybe the sheretz is really what? Maybe the mouse is really a mashbiach, right? Maybe it is a mashbiach to the vinegar, okay? Or to something, okay? Maybe the mouse is a mashbiach, but, right, he says, negana mashke, vimkein ein lanu le'esor kolkach. Very bad lashon. Very bad. Right. Vimkein ein lanu le'esor kolkach. Lukach hayasho ma yamimenu. And therefore, maybe we shouldn't, what does le'esor kolkach mean? Yeah, right, what does that mean? Right, okay, but what's the second reason? It's different than the first one. The first one's saying what? The first one's saying that vinegar is what? No, the vinegar itself is what? Is it? What? The vinegar is a mashbiach, right? That's what it is. But if I add the mouse to it, what's the mouse doing to it? It's bringing less of mashbiach, right? And maybe you'll say that since it's a minimal, here's the key point. Maybe you'll say that since it's a minimal, maybe I was saying wrong before. Maybe you're right. Maybe since I'm saying it's a minimal pegima, right? It's pegima is very minimal. What do I say that the status of the vinegar is? Usser.
Oh, so we said
it will be usser. I apologize. Correct. It will be usser. Yes. It will be usser. Because the pegima is so, it's an insignificant pegima. Not pegima porta. In other words, its ability to, it's really having no nominal, it's having a nominal effect on the vinegar. Or, right, or, here's the hard part, or do you say no? It's very subtle. What's the other possibility? Rather we say that no, really, the mouse makes the vinegar better, right? But since it's a very small amount, negana mashke, right? Because the effect of mashbiach it can have on this thing, which is already a mashbiach, is minimal. Therefore, we hold it'll be usser. No, usser. Oh, as he says, Imkin ain lanu lesser kolkach. Oh, I'm sorry. Correct. I'm sorry. Mi mutter. Right.
Okay, well, the first side holds
right,
a slight pogim holds is usher. The second side just holds a slight mashbiach holds is mutter.
Right, because the mashbiach is so minimal.
Why would he?
It's so minimal. Negate the.
But you're saying two. You're saying the first side.
I'm saying what he's saying.
Well, you're saying yeah.
Am I?
Oh,
okay. So, if I have, everyone agrees that, everyone understands why garlic could be a mashbiach to something else, okay? That's easy, right? Okay. Question, though, is that, let's say I add something else, another spice to the garlic. Now, Rav is saying mashbiach squared, meaning if I look at it from the framework of the steak, what would I say? It's even better, right?
And the garlic's even better.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. No. Because it can't be as garlicky anymore. What? No. It's not a tarovis. Yeah. Well, sort of, but it's not. It's the garlic now can't be as garlicky.
As garlic.
Yes, it is lacking garlicky. What? It is. Vis-a-vis the steak, it might be enhancement. What about vis-a-vis the garlic itself?
We care about vis-a-vis the steak.
Well, maybe.
Do we? So this is what I want you to think about. This is the question I want you to think about. The question you need to think about is this, is that vis-a-vis the steak, of course you would say it's a greater mashbiach. But the guy wants it.
Nobody would take a bite of the garlic on its own.
Okay, you're right, because it's a condiment. We don't eat garlic.
So in terms of how we use it as a condiment, it is
Okay, so fine. So let me okay. let's say we're Ginsburg here. So Ginsburg loves garlic on a steak, but I'm very sensitive to pepper.
Well, then obviously it's not a
no, 1 second. But let's say the garlic alone makes my steak better, right? Let's say the garlic plus the pepper does what to my steak?
Makes it
not
as better?
Well, right, to me. But does it improve the garlic though? Maybe. Well, why not? Because what if garlic is it? You're right. But what we're trying to find out is, okay, you're good. Now your job is to objectify it, to take these phenomena and say, okay, well, what principle can I deduce from this? Because here you're something very unique taking place. What we're saying is that there's a certain effect that the additional thing.
You can also say that everybody likes the steak.
Wait, listen. Because I got to pick up my kids. What Tosus is telling you to start considering, it's a fascinating, I mean, to me, it's a fascinating concept. Tosus asks you to consider is that stop looking at substance. Mm-hmm. Now let's actually take a look at things that by that essential function are to give off flavor.
You don't even think of them as a substance, you simply think of them as
So when it comes to vinegar, when it comes to vinaigrette, what's a vinaigrette doing on your salad? It's enhancing it. You're not eating the salad because of the vinaigrette. You're putting the vinaigrette in the salad because it improves my salad. Now, if the mouse gets into the vinaigrette, right, what do you say now? What do you say about that vinaigrette? Do you say, for instance, well, I'm not defining it completely yet, but I'm saying, do you look at this the vinaigrette and say, listen, the mouse, insofar as it's making the vinaigrette less what? Vinegary, right? It's not quite as vinegary as it was before, right? Or do you say, no, maybe vis-a-vis my what? My steak, right? Maybe vis-a-vis the steak, as you were saying before, overall, maybe it's a greater hashbacha. Maybe it's a greater, maybe it's an overall greater enhancement. See, this is what Tosos is suggesting. It's a very fascinating idea. We never took this up before. We took up substances. But what about toms? Meaning, I don't mean flavor, meaning the substances which primary definition are there to enhance. How do you look at those things? What if you mix something with them? That's the case of the vinegar. Now, he's using vinegar very smartly, because what's vinegar? Vinegar, that's why he's saying vinegar. Why is he using vinegar? Because vinegar is so pungent, right, that you're not going to have a measurable effect on it.
Override it.
What? Right. But, and I would argue you could say that by other spices as well. But vinegar definitely personifies it.
We don't consider vinegar.